jobs, and taxes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Obamas have their new Get Out the Vote video up.
This year's elections are just too important to sit out because there's so much at stake right now.
But the polls continue to show that the vibe is against them.
Nearly 6 out of 10 voters who say they supported Barack Obama in 2008 say they are now dissatisfied or angry about the way things are going in Washington.
CBS's Sarah Dutton. And if you ask voters what's driving their anger, it's jobs and taxes. We want more jobs, we want less taxes, and we're tired of policies which have only brought us less jobs and more taxes. But the question is, will we know when we've won? The campaign ads remind us that nothing is working. But when the Seattle Times examined the claim that the stimulus created no jobs, it found just the opposite. Between the Bush stimulus in 08 and the Obama stimulus in 09, government spending created at least 1.4 million jobs that wouldn't have been there otherwise, and possibly as many as 3.3 million. That's from the Congressional Budget Office. But private companies have cut so many jobs, most of us didn't notice. As for taxes, well, of course, we know taxes have been going up. Last month's CBS poll found 90% of Americans knew that taxes had either gone up or stayed the same, except that federal taxes have gone down. The 09 stimulus bill dumped $65 a month worth of tax cuts directly into paychecks. But it's election time. And the only thing that matters at election time is the ominous music. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.